From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Georgia's population grew by nearly 116,000 in 2017, and that is the sixth biggest jump among all U.S. states. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Well, many moved to Georgia for jobs and the state's strong economy. But some additions to Georgia's 10 million total residents were born here, left, and then returned. Some even returned to their hometowns. Well, we wanted to know why people return and what it feels like to come back. So if you've had a Georgia homecoming, please let us know, and we might feature your story. But for today, we're talking with Tito Stone of Covington. He's an indie rock musician turned restaurateur, and he joins me on the line from his hometown, where he runs City Pharmacy. Tito, welcome.
Hey, Virginia.
Well, what was it like growing up there in Covington?
It was your typical small town vibe. A lot of bike riding, baseball playing. But the square here was completely different than it is now. A lot of vacant spaces. It's just really turned around in the last 8 years. But I think it was your typical small town.
Did you have that typical small town feeling of like, as soon as I can, I'm getting out of here?
Yeah. So that was kind of the talk amongst, I'm very close to my cousins growing up who lived here, and everybody said growing up, we're never coming back. Once we get out, we're going to go to college. And they all stayed true to that for the most part. But I found myself moving back about 3 years ago. So.
Well, we'd love to hear more about that story. But yeah. after high school, you went and studied at University of Mississippi. After college, you got into the Atlanta and Athens music scene. So what was that like?
It was fun. So when I moved back from Oxford, Mississippi, I was introduced to a couple of Athens musicians, and I ended up living in a van for the better part of 3-4 years, and was working part-time with a family business here, but we would go as far north as New York, and we would go, I guess, as far west as Austin, and everywhere in between. So got to see a lot of the country, got that wanderlust out of my system for the most part, at least the part where you're living in a van and sleeping on floors.
Yeah, that can grow old fairly quickly. Here's one of your songs. It is called OTW, and it's from your album Summer Sun. Let's just hear a little clip.
All right.
Right back where it started.
Well, Tito, it sounds like that song was made for this segment. What were you thinking about when you wrote it?
No, it was perfect, right? That song was off of my new record. I put it out in May, but was writing and recording that in Athens right before my first son was born. And we had just moved back to Covington, and I think that a lot of that was kind of felt throughout the album, and as you can hear, specifically on that one, just having traveled and been away more than I'd been home, even when I'd moved back to Atlanta, just feeling like it was time to settle down. That's exactly what was happening in my life, was having children. That album was written kind of in this transitional period where we were in the process of moving back to Covington.
Yeah, and you met your wife in Atlanta, I think at one of your shows, right?
I did, yes. So I was playing out in Atlanta. We had gone to the same high school, but didn't really know each other. We're a couple of years apart and reconnected. She pulled a stool up in front of me. I told her how nervous I was to be playing that night because I was playing by myself, and I'm usually with a loud band behind me. And she pulled up a stool, and the rest is history. Two babies in a restaurant.
Well, let's get to that restaurant, because, you know, after your time moving around big cities and playing all over the place, did you ever imagine yourself moving back to Covington?
You know, all my family's here, so I think part of that, I could see myself coming back. But it wasn't until around that time, you know, when I was looking to settle down, and every time I would come back to Covington and visit, even when I was out in Mississippi, it started to look more like Oxford, Mississippi, which I don't know if you've ever been there.
I have.
Restaurants popping up and the coffee
really
shop.
Good restaurants.
And now we've got a local coffee roaster, good friends of ours. So all this stuff was happening on the square, and I think the decision to move back was rooted in that excitement that we could be a part of what was going on here and help shape and kind of help push Covington in a different direction with something that we wanted to do that maybe more on par with something that you would find in Atlanta or Austin or some of these places that we had traveled to and seen and loved, and wanted to bring that to our community. And it seemed like it was kind of an appropriate fit for the space and the story.
Well, I met you there at the City Pharmacy. The building has been in your family for a long, long time. I guess your dad worked there as a pharmacist. He used to swab the floors there. A beautiful original tile floor, by the way. So you and your wife decided to turn it into a restaurant. Had you ever worked in the restaurant business?
So my restaurant career ended when I was 18. I'd worked at the local pizza place here, washing dishes. And, I think that I got promoted to making salads just before I went off to school. So that was it for me.
So you thought, this is the business I want to be in? I've got all that experience washing dishes?
That's right. No. Well, I think we wouldn't be in the restaurant business if it wasn't for the space and the story. It was something that we had talked about. My siblings and I had joked around about it for the better part of the last 10 years. Wouldn't it be cool if we reopened City Pharmacy as a bar, you know, and play around with all the fun names that you could do? And,
oh, right, the cocktail names in themselves.
And shortly after I met my wife and we got engaged and had started looking to move to Covington, we were just very much in this transitional period. I was working for a business that was being sold, and we were just excited about what was going on here. And when we got the call that the tenant was moving out of this space, we just started sitting down and just writing down different ideas, and spent about 6 months just talking to different restaurateurs and people on the square that had started businesses. And about 6 months in, it was kind of the point of no return. We were in it, not knowing anything about the restaurant business. So,
well, you certainly picked it up. You got a great chef, Christian Perez, a female chef. You don't often find that, but that's a nice thing. You know, it strikes me, Tito, as I'm speaking to you, that your story reflects so many different things. You know, a transforming economy in a small town. You know, when the Walgreens and the Rite Aids moved in, the City Pharmacy no longer holds the same space. And then for you, you know, growing up in that kind of town, thinking, I want to get away, and now coming back and saying, small towns, those communities, they're worth something, you know, whereas it used to be a place to leave. So have you seen other folks coming back to Covington, investing in that little town square?
Yeah, we've got several young couples that we knew growing up that have opened different retail shops here. I'd mentioned to you the coffee shop. It's full right now. And there was a time when I was riding my bike around the square and it was empty. And the complaint of the older generations now is that you can't find parking on the square. But I love it. You know, I love what's happening here and the direction that Covington's heading. But yes, we've very much seen a lot of people jumping in, going into business for themselves. My grandmother had a dress shop with my aunt across the street. My grandfather had a furniture store, two storefronts down from us. So it's fun to see all that kind of come back, because I can vaguely remember, but through stories of my parents and grandparents, about that time when all those shops were here. And it feels like it kind of went down for a bit, but has really come back in a new way.
Yeah, and your kids are going to be running around in that same city pharmacy building where you grew up.
Yeah, so I got my first haircut just in the back of the dining room here, and we'll have to carry on that tradition if my son ever grows hair. He's still trying to get there, but...
Well, Tito, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. I'm honored that you guys included me. So,
well, it's a great story and a great business, and that's Tito Stone. He's owner and partner at City Pharmacy. It's a restaurant in Covington, Georgia. And we'd like to know if you have a story about moving back home. Well, we would love to hear it. We're on Twitter at OST Talk. You can also write to us in our Facebook group or leave us a voicemail and a story at 404-500-9457.